This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Like a laser beam on the events of the day, the issues of the day, the people that folks are talking about, the good news, things that matter to you and your family. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner here. James Collins at the controls in our studio in Dallas. Sometimes we just need a break. And here's some good news from a student who suffered panic attacks. Again, going back to school. And youngsters who have anxiety when they're getting into groups or something new. Haley Hardcastle is her name. What a great name. She learned actually how to cope in kindergarten. Anxiety at times overwhelmed her. She'd get stomach aches and headaches, be afraid to touch anything. She was really afraid of the color red. Mm-hmm. So her mom, whose name is Sarah Hardcastle, came up with an idea. Every time school started, Haley could take up to 3 days off from school as mental health days. And apparently she kept all the way through high school doing the same thing. She said, I could go to my mom and I could tell her I was feeling heavy. And then she was able to, mom said, okay, take a couple of days off. Mental health is important, and it is. Actually, we don't pay enough attention in this country to mental health at all.
Like you get a sick day or if you feel physically ill.
Right.
There's no question of whether or not you go to a doctor. But for some reason, when it's a mental situation or mental health, there's still so much taboo about it.
Right.
It shouldn't be that way.
Yeah. So she's now 22 years old. She's telling the story about her experiences. She did a TEDx talk on why students need mental health days. And it got over 3 million views, which is very, TED Talks are really kind of popular, and they get usually a million or two people watching them. So apparently in her home state of Oregon, there was a bill that was passed that allowed for, if that's the way you want to put it, these mental health days. And other states have passed similar laws now, and there is the same bill pending in 4 or 5 other states. So here's the chief clinical officer for Work to Be Well, which is an educational wellness program in Oregon, named Dr. Robin Henderson, who advised Haley and her student group on how to file a legislation. So they, the students, they're young adults, filed the legislation, got it filed. And so now there's much more of a focus on this across the country because there is, for whatever the reason. You can hypothecate all you want on why there is so much. I think part of it has to do with parents, and they didn't have their needs met and get understood.
Living vicariously through their children, the pressure that they put on them, the pressure that students might put on themselves. Maybe they want to get into a certain type of college, and they feel like they have to do so much, or how it's rewarded if you don't miss a single day of school.
Yeah,
and
I didn't. I never missed a single day of school
out.
In my... Yeah, I didn't. Well, I didn't, but I liked school, and so it didn't. It was different. Everybody's different, though. It's not just because it may be a good for me, good thing. It was, in a way, actually, now that I think about it, I don't think I've ever thought about it this way before, Jay. I escaped from the home situation because it was lousy. And one of the escapes was the farm, but the other escape was school.
Mm-hmm.
You could go to school every day and get away from the craziness at home and feel good about what was going on in school, what were you participating in. And, it may be that at that point, this is really good therapy. Thank you for sticking that story in front of me. Think about all the people that are listening right now that may have the same sort of symptom that I did have when I was younger. And what you did with your time was important. I found anything and everything I could to keep from being at home. Because of what was going on with my mother and father, I didn't want to be around it. So I went to school. I went to the farm. I got involved in a lot of activities that were not that had nothing to do with my home except for the gardening that I did. Mm-hmm. I used to have a big, when I was like 9 years old, I figured out how to build a garden. Well, the farmers that I was attached to at that point in time, I was watching them as they did their garden, so I just did the same thing. And that occupied my time from morning to night, 7 days a week. And if you fast forward to my life as an adult, I have lived the same way. I have had many different jobs. Sometimes, like right now, I have three different sort of careers going at the same time. And I've always had that through when I was teaching school. I was on the radio, and I had a bus business that I ran at the same time. So it's interesting. I never have thought about it this way, at least pieced mm-hmm. it together this way.
Like the different things that fill one's cup.
Yeah, to keep you away from what you don't like. Keep you away from that stuff. So here's now, this is a lesson to be learned. This week, this month, actually this year, there have been a lot of younger people who have been on television, more women than men, who have either just given up on their careers or they've committed suicide, that sort of thing. Another young news anchor in the news today, this young woman named Julie Chin, began to have trouble speaking on the air. On September 3rd, she went on the air, and I think she's like 32 or something, not old at all.
Mm-hmm.
And she starts exhibiting the problems of having a stroke while she's doing the news.
Yeah.
Did you see this story?
Teleprompter. She was having sight issues. Her arm was tingling, and she was able enough to apologize to viewers and throw it to somebody else. And then they called, her coworkers called 911. She ended up being hospitalized for several days, undergoing so many different medical tests.
Yeah. Yeah. Boy, there's a lot to be learned from that. And you see it, it's so dramatic. The El Segundo Unified School District, which is a part of Los Angeles, this week ordered to pay $1 million in damages to a student after they did not address the actions of her bullies. She was bullied for over a year. She was traumatized, again, going back to kind of this setting up of the school year. Serious problems that have not been dealt with by public officials in schools. I think that we're in a miserable state, frankly. The administrators and many of this, there's too damn many of them, and they don't really have the ability, they don't want to, for whatever the reason. I'm not saying this of all, but there are too many examples of things like this. So the family, instead of the school, took action, and they sued the school that didn't do anything to protect this youngster. A jury in Los Angeles has awarded the family, she was, by the way, 13 when all this bullying started. The jury agreed that the El Segundo School District displayed negligence. The staff basically didn't do a thing throughout the entire course of this young lady, Ileri Irons, being bullied. So the lawsuit was filed in 2019, and it basically charged the school system with allowing her to be bullied, tormented, assaulted verbally and physically by three or four other students in the 2017-2018 school year.
And good for Ellery and her family, because it's not just about the money. It's also about the fact that this school is probably going to implement more rules.
More meaningful.
Take notice of certain things so that this doesn't happen again. Other schools will probably take note. Mm-hmm. Who was it? We just were speaking about a valedictorian.
Last week
or the week before, who gave an amazing speech.
Thanked the school for doing nothing.
For doing nothing, taught her perseverance by never being available, taught her the repercussions of drinking too much when a teacher basically passed out in class and was escorted by police officers. Thank you to the other people who helped her believe in herself, because there was nobody else around her to believe in her.
And, you know, there are the response from school, the teacher unions to that, was very interesting. I came across something with regard to that that was put out by the United School Union. I don't remember what the name of the group was, but the main part of the story was an explanation as to how school districts and teachers are dealing with burnout. That is teacher burnout. There is a problem with teacher mental health, apparently. Retention rates are going down. You can see that in schools. The community that I live in is 60 teachers short this year. Imagine. This is what there are, I think, 12,000 students in the school system in Framingham, and they're short 60 teachers.
I believe it.
For whatever the reason, a lot of teachers will say they're sick because they get no support, sick and tired of going to school because they get no support from the administration.
Spending their own money to get things in classrooms.
Essentials.
To have the curriculum be something that will actually engage the kids, and they have to use their own money.
Yeah. Here's the story of a New Hampshire kindergarten teacher named Kelly Hurd, who has been involved in a training program called the Regulated Classroom. And it's all about stress management tools for not only teachers, but students. What's the state of our world if we've got this much of a problem? And you can see it. I mean, you can see it. And I just told you my story, and that goes back 60 years. And it was a problem then, but I dealt with it myself, and there certainly wasn't anybody in school that would help me deal with it. So I just figured it out. I kind of did what I did on my own, and so did my sisters. This teacher says, I love what I do. I love the children, but it's very hard. The pandemic was hard, and now, you know, going back to the old situation is hard. And so what I'm doing, it kind of reminds me of what we're doing in this radio program. More fun, more focus on joy in life and in school. So is that going to be something that children will learn from? They'll learn better in an environment like that. No matter what you're teaching them, the ABCs of whatever, it'll be better in an atmosphere like that. So good for her. 18 past the hour.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike feels like he's capable of a little more than just trips to the convenience store.
Oh, also, he wants to let you know that you can buy a gallon of ice cream instead of a pint every time. Those are his words.
So he said roughly like, blink the last wheel. It doesn't really translate, but the way he said it was super funny.
Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits and may require comprehensive coverage.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. we now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
A warning, I guess, to people who stop taking statins when they shouldn't. What's the story here, Ken?
Stopping prescribed statin medication early or even at age 80 instead of using it for a lifetime may actually substantially reduce protection against heart disease.
All Good Day Health podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bunga Bunga, 23 after the hour on the Doug Good Day program with Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. It's Facebook and social media, Instagram, all of those lovely things, Twitter. It's actually Doug's Dirt. I think I like it when we've called
like
Doug's
it.
Dirt. Yeah, you like that? Okay, so there's something brewing with Josh Groban, who is one of America's favorites, and we'll tell you the story of what is his next task on Broadway after this.
We are excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
Now, I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs, but we've all been trimming and then ouchie, wawa. That's why over 6 million men worldwide already trust Manscaped. And now, Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. First, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the greatest down there trimmer ever and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker Nose and Ear Hair Trimmer. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get with the program and take your grooming to the next level. Get your Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and take 20% off and get free shipping with the code USARadio at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code USARadio.
You raise me up so I can stand.
I actually quite like this song. It's a great Josh Groban inspiration. Crank this up, JJ.
You walk on stormy seas. I am strong when
great voice.
I am on your shore.
I don't know that much about him, do you, other than his being great performer.
That everybody just loves him.
Great, yeah, apparently.
Performer, amazing singer, yeah. Talented yeah. Actor.
Yeah. So he's going to return to the theater, starring a Broadway revival of Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street.
It's so
he's
good.
41 years old. He's got a Tony already. He's going to be on with, is it Anna Lee Ashford, I think, is
yeah,
the co-star.
Yeah, Anna Lee Ashford. I love her. I feel
really,
like
I, don't know her.
I need to make a,
what's her
a
scoop?
Trip to New York. She's just a great actor. She's been on Broadway as well. Tony Award winner. And
is she like Chenoweth, like she's everywhere? That sort of thing?
Not to the same caliber yet, but I think she has that, yeah. that kind of power. She has. She was just in, what was it? Not impeachment, but the series where they discussed, or no, maybe it was impeachment, where they discussed Clinton and the scandal with Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah, it sounds like impeachment. Yeah.
Yeah, she was in that. She was also in a short-lived sitcom called Be Positive. Hmm. She's just adorable and a powerhouse and absolutely amazing. So,
what's the Sweeney Todd story? I don't know the Sweeney Todd story.
He's the demon barber of Fleet Street.
He does.
Yeah. He's a barber and he kills people. And he
instead of cutting their hair, he cuts off their head. Is that the?
Yeah, kind of like slits their throats. And then Nellie Leavitt, who's going to be played by Anna Leigh Ashford, she runs a meat pie shop and she kind of is out of meat. For her meat pies. And so they team up to have a plan to get some meat to sell those meat pies.
And we don't want to know where the meat comes from.
Soylent right? Green. But anyway, so it's going to be fun. Johnny Depp.
If you like that stuff, yeah.
Johnny Depp was Sweeney Todd in the film.
All right. Okay, so we have that story straight. 28 after the hour.
If you want to start the semester strong, Staples has you covered.
A gaming chair for my dorm. I mean, a desk chair for studying.
Staples has you covered.
A better way to organize my stuff instead of using milk crates.
A desk lamp to help me pull all-nighters.
Staples has you covered with remote workspace solutions. And now get 25% off desks, filing and storage solutions, lighting and decor with the purchase of any chair. Explore solutions for your remote workspace at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 9/24, in-store only.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LUCK for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code LUCK. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LUCK for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code LUCK for a $5 bonus.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Memphis, Tennessee police say they have arrested a 19-year-old repeat offender, randomly shooting and killing four people and injuring at least three others in eight crime scenes Wednesday afternoon. Suspect Ezekiel Kelly was broadcasting on Facebook and has been arrested. Memphis Mayor Jim Strickland.
If Mr. Kelly served his full three-year sentence and four of our fellow citizens would still be alive.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre and Dr. Anthony Fauci, plus 50 others, have 21 days to turn over all communications with social media platforms. A lawsuit by two states are accusing them of collaborating with social media companies to censor free speech. Miles Sanderson, one of the two suspects in a stabbing spree in the Canadian province of Saskatchewan, has died. Police say he went into medical distress and did not recover. USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Say that because I see their hypocrisy every day.
A man accused of killing four family members in their Casa Grande, Arizona home following a domestic dispute told responding officers to take him to jail. Records also show the Pinal County Sheriff's Office was called to the home 10 times in the past 3 years before Sunday, when authorities say 21-year-old Richard Wilson Jr. did the heinous crimes. Polling in the Georgia Senate race is too close to call. Herschel Walker on Fox News is challenging Democrat Raphael Warnock.
As I'm getting out meeting the people, I'm talking to the people, and the people are speaking. You know, they've spent over $50 million against me. But the race is still tied. I'm up by one. And the reason why is the people want to change in Washington. Senator Warnock is a cut from the cloth of Joe Biden. And what I mean by that is he believes in higher taxes. He believes in open borders. He voted to put men and women sports, and that's not what the Georgia people want.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
Here's the story of a 46-year-old woman who has given birth to identical triplets. And the odds of that happening successfully are 1 in 20 billion. Mm. You got a more likely chance to win the lottery than to make this work.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bum, bum. 34 after the hour, here we are. This is not an anti-government program, an anti-political program. It's just about what's going on, and it may happen every once in a while that it sounds like it's an anti-political or anti-government program, because I'm kind of anti-political and anti-governmental. I saw something yesterday that just it made me cringe, and then I just laughed about it because it's so ludicrous. They're already doing matchups. Joe Biden versus Donald Trump, who wins? My response to that is, who cares? Because it just is more of
the hypothetical.
Yeah, but it is, but it's so, I mean, I guess it's a good entertainment for some people, mm-hmm. to each his own. But I'd rather, if I'm going to take the time to think about something like that, actually look for somebody who would be pretty good at the job. Neither of those guys, in my mind, were good at the job. And there hasn't really been anybody who's been really good at the job, arguably, since Clinton and Reagan. You know, right? Say what you will about Clinton. He was a good president in the way that he got things done. I mean, he was a lech and a
woman, you know, all of the...
Yeah, so, but his marital affair should have never even been on the table.
Right. I mean, it's not, that doesn't help make you a good or bad president.
People need to mind your own business.
Well, kind of hard to do that
when
you're the president, but you're the president and resident. That's my Joe. Anyway, I just thought it became silly, and so I'm saying something that probably is redundant because I've said it many times before. Here's the picture that won the award for highly commended image at the Wildlife Photographer of the Year contest. It's an ape who is cuddling a mongoose.
Oh, yeah,
as if
finalist.
It were a pet. Did you see this picture?
Yes. It is so sweet. This is one of the finalists for the Wildlife Photographer of the Year.
Yeah.
There were different things. There's this polar bear looking out a window.
Mm-hmm.
There are these cute frogs. But this one has to win. It is so cute. The interspecies camaraderie.
Yeah, it's very sweet. And it does show you that, I guess maybe this is a picture that goes along with the old Rodney King, why can't we all just get along?
Mm-hmm.
If animals like this can get along, how come we as humans can't get along? Would be a good question. Here's something for those of you who are fans of Game of Thrones and the prequel to it that's out now, House of the Dragon, neither of which I can't even begin to imagine these shows getting the kind of popular attention that they get. They're just horribly violent.
Such a violent. Right up there with gross. Like Lord of the Rings and Harry Potter, Star Wars, Star Trek.
Too many creepy crawly creatures. Anyway, so this is, though, an interesting reality of how carefully and closely the fans watch what's going on. I remember with Game of Thrones, somebody caught a Pepsi can.
Yeah, it was a Starbucks cup.
Well, Starbucks
sitting on the table. Uh-huh.
And so now they caught something else, right? In the House of the Dragon, the king suffering from a flesh-eating infection. It caused him to lose a couple of his fingers. And in order to create the effect of missing limbs, the actor wore a green glove that would allow them to edit out his two missing fingers.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently they didn't edit the glove.
They forgot to edit it out. Well, see, so like in Game of Thrones, the Starbucks coffee cup on the table, that was the job of somebody else. That was the screen, what was it, the script supervisor's job, mm-hmm. or whatever it is, who like makes sure that everything is as it's supposed to be.
Right,
where this one, this was post. This was an editing. The editor missed that part.
Yep. 20 lashes for him. In a moment, we're going to celebrate one of the most iconic movie franchises, television franchises, in the history of entertainment. We'll celebrate Star Trek Day after this. The home that you live in has stuff in it that you may not know. Mold. Mildew. Want to get rid of it? The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier uses Oxy technology. Naturally sends out molecules into the air which will seek out those odors, get the pollutants that are in your home, and kill them dead. This doesn't mask anything, doesn't cover up the odors. It actually gets rid of the problem. You can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack. This is for the whole house. Special offer right now using the DUG3 code. You get 3 units for under $200. Please go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in discount code DUG3. That's how you save the $200. EdenPureDeals.com. Shipping is free.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move.
Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No,
it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay? Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I found that... Also, I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Space, a final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
And that's Shatner's voice from the 1960s. And now at the age of 91, when you hear him speak, you can still tell that it's Shatner. It's Shatner. Shatner's got one of those voices that you can't mistake. And this is a theme from a television show and a movie franchise that you cannot mistake either. One of the most beloved works of, I would say, pop culture in the modern era. It was the first television show. Star Trek, the universe, took on a whole new look. And it was corny, it was coy, but it was fun. And the TV show only lasted 3 years, but you'd think it was on for 30 with the amount of attention that it still gets. I think that it worked its way well into movies and was perhaps better. I never really cared that much for the TV show, but I loved the movie franchise and saw every one of them. I've probably seen each one of them a couple of times. And so we're celebrating the first episode of Star Trek being on the air on this date in 1966. September 8th, 1966, the date which will go down in, what is it, in live in infamy. As far as Star Trek followers are concerned, and there still is a lot of attention given to the people who are on Star Trek who are still around. The later lady who played her, I never pronounced her name right, Uhuru, what was her name, Jay? Do you remember how to pronounce it? Asking you? I should ask the expert who's here to celebrate Star Trek Day with us. Laura Banks is joining us on the 40th anniversary of the release of The Wrath of Khan, Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, in which she played the girlfriend to the chief proponent of bad stuff. The whole idea of Khan, the Wrath of Khan, came from a television episode, if I remember correctly. Laura Banks is here. She's been associated with this program over the years. She's a great actress, and she's a writer. She's written a book, actually, about her experiences working with Shatner and making the movie The Wrath of Khan. So that, in part, is why she is here. Also, she's a great astrologer, and we don't have time for that today, but that'll be something I want to go back to with you in the future. So, there is a major screening of the movie Star Trek II, Wrath of Khan, going on now, right? Around the country, or went on over the weekend? What's the scoop with that?
Yes, Doug, yes. Well, hello, and it's great to be back and to hear you. Thanks for having me back. There is a big, big Star Trek week going on. Of course, my book, Close Encounters with Captain Kirk, The Making of the Wrath of Khan and the rest of it, is going to be out by the end of this month. Unfortunately, I did not make this big week, but the rest of the world is
that?
Doing...
Who do we speak to about that timing?
Me, I just had to get it right, Doug, but let's not go there.
Okay.
But, you know, it's exciting to be a part of the franchise. I just got back from Star Trek, convention in Las Vegas and signed hundreds of autographs, and the fans are so wonderful, and the Star Trek to itself, you know, it's an incredible franchise full of just wonderful people. It's not about violence, it's about world peace, and well, my book is a little bit about fame, fortune, and frolic. It's a bit of a tell-all and a sexy romance. It's kind of me as a female Forrest Gump running into famous people as a girl from Kansas in Hollywood. It's kind of a girls just want to have fun kind of comedic memoir, Doug. It's just an empowering read for everyone to just go for their dreams.
Close Encounters with Captain Kirk, The Making of Star Trek II, and the rest of it. That's the new book that will be out later this month by Laura Banks. Look for that if you're a Star Trek fan. If you remember, Laura was actually Ricardo Montalban's girlfriend.
I was Khan's navigator in the ship, the USS Reliant. I would navigate.
Yeah, but you were his girlfriend. Come on. You were his
girlfriend.
Well,
they call me Khan's pet. They call me his granddaughter. But just call
really?
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
However it works. All right. So what a kind of close and what's the juicy gossip?
You want to get down to the details.
Come on, let's go. What are the close? You're not talking about close encounters of the third kind. These are close encounters of the first kind.
Well, you know, you'll have to read the book, but I did have a tryst with the skipper.
Yeah.
And he was just a lovely, sexy, great man, you know, just good times had by all. I met him in Houston, Texas, and at a Star Trek conference after the opening of the movie, not on set, because we worked at different time spots. In fact, we used the same set of the bridge to shoot the Reliant sequence with Ricardo Montalban, and then the Enterprise sequence was the same bridge, because we were keeping it way under budget for Star Trek II, because Star Trek I almost killed the franchise because of how much it cost.
Yeah.
So it was a lot of struggle there, but so Bill and I, I just saw him. I just saw him about a week ago. He helped me get my table at the conference, and,
really?
You know, I brought him on your show. But he and I had a relationship for a while, and we very, very much enjoyed each other in every sense of the word, and he's a wonderful man.
He is.
The sexy details are in my book.
Okay, so get the details in the book. I know when we had him on the program, he and Jennifer Horn and her father are great friends, and that's where I met him at a party at the Horn's house a couple of years ago. And it was like you were, it's not like being a name dropper, but there were a couple of people around that were well-known actors, and they gravitated to him, and he gravitated to them. The Fred Dreyer, who starred as Hunter and was a great football player, he and I were having a great conversation, and then Shatner got involved in it. And it just was kind of interesting to watch the two of them share acting stories and experiences, as I think happens. Isn't that, you know, kind of when actors get together, don't they share?
Well, that's a good point. And it's ironic that as a girl from Kansas, I had so many close encounters with different, not sexual, but actually my book makes the point that I didn't sleep with anybody a lot. I didn't sleep around in Hollywood because I didn't know who to sleep with for a part. So you couldn't just sleep around with anybody because, you know, I wish someone had told me who I was supposed to sleep with. But, you know, it's true. They do kind of keep to themselves. But in my book, I have a run-in with Jack Nicholson, who pursued me for a while, which is hysterical.
Huh?
And I had Warren Beatty's story, and I had Robin Williams' stories, where I hung out with Robin Williams, and I dated the Playgirl Centerfold. So it's this crazy story of everything that happened. But the point is, to all listeners out there, well, first of all, God bless Nichelle Nichols Uhura. She has passed on.
Yeah.
And as a Star Trek nation, we do miss her dearly.
Yeah.
But I know her struggling, and I mentioned Whoopi Goldberg struggling in my book. She went from food stamps to becoming one of the two people that won every award in the world.
Suffice
but
it to
point
say,
of the book, I wanted to share this real quickly, Doug. The point
you
of the
got
book
about
is
10 seconds.
Anybody could do it.
Yeah,
anybody
can
go out there. And
yeah, set your mind to something, set your heart on something, you can do it. Close Encounters with Captain Kirk, The Making of Star Trek II, and the rest of it, on sale at the end of the month by Laura Banks. Look for that. All right, Laura, good to have you here. It's 10 before the hour.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Three after the hour now, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jay Kushner, and Charles Curry is here to enthral us with his knowledge of movies and DVDs. We don't have DVDs anymore. I don't know why I still say that. We used to, though. Over the 30 years you've been on this program with me, Chucker, we've talked about everything. DVDs.
Tell me, what is always the first format you could watch at home? Tell me.
The first format I watched at home?
Beside TV, where you could pop it into a machine and watch a movie on TV.
I guess
what was
probably
it
a VHS.
It was called a Betamax.
Yeah, is that what it was? Okay, yeah, I remember those.
And then it was a VHS. And then they did something called a laser disc, which was like a record where you had to flip over halfway in between the movie. I have about 200 in my house upstairs in the closet.
Have you?
Collecting dust. Yes, I do. I actually thought they were cool because the sound was really good.
Yeah.
And then there was a format between Blu-ray and I think it was called just HD discs and Blu-ray won because they didn't want to do both. They didn't want to compete against each other. And now you got this thing. I don't know if you heard of it. It's called streaming, Doug. We've talked a little bit about it the last couple of years.
Yes, I've heard of that.
Here's a story before we talk about Psycho. The president of Paramount Pictures in an address yesterday said that Paramount, after the massive success of Top Gun Maverick, is committed to do more theatrical movies next year. Because he says streaming is not the enemy of the theater. Theater still has its place. Yeah, no kidding. Basically, in between the lines, he's saying, "Yeah, we like our cake. We want to eat two slices at a time." So,
in other words, he's a pig.
Well, he says the 45-day window works well, but obviously they kicked that forward with a movie like Top Gun Maverick because it's making so much money in theaters, you'd be out of your mind to stream it.
Did he also say that there was going to be a Top Gun 3 because there's going to be?
He did not talk about that.
I say
probably there will be. It's not going to be, you know, probably going to take at least, you know, 3 years to work for it to land in a theater because it's so much extensive stunt work. But I am looking forward to his Mission Impossible movies because he just keeps upping the games in terms of practical stunts, and he does some dangerous stuff.
Yeah, he does. Julia Roberts
says, "Why are we playing Psycho?"
All right, why are we playing Psycho? Good question.
Because this day in movie history, September 8, 1960, Psycho had its nationwide premiere. I'm assuming it played in all single-screen movie theaters. I know people lined up to see it. I think I told the story before. I knew a guy who was a little bit older, told me a story that when he went to see Psycho in a movie theater, that people were so on edge when that movie ended that strangers walked out holding hands. Think about that. Think about that. Now they'd walk out and they'd pick your pocket. But, I mean, holding hands. I mean, holy cow. What a different one. Doug, I don't know if you noticed, but the world's a little different since 1961. But I love Psycho. And I got to tell you, Psycho 2 with Anthony Perkins reprising his role as Norman Bates, which came out in 1983, is easily one of my all-time favorite sequels. That is a terrific, terrific follow-up. Some people understand that, some people don't, but it is a terrific movie, in my opinion.
All right. I started to talk about Julia Roberts, who says filming the new movie, it was the longest she'd ever been away from her family.
Okay.
She's...
with Clooney, right?
Yeah, right.
I think it comes out Thanksgiving or Christmas time, that movie.
Yep. She's gone back to acting. She was out of it for 4 years.
Wow.
But now is she and Clooney are out promoting the movie Ticket to Paradise.
So it's what romantic, is this? Light romantic comedy.
It is.
Light romantic comedy.
So that'll be good together.
Listen, I agree. When she was at the heyday of her career, Pretty Woman, Sleeping with the Enemy, there was no more popular box office attraction for a female star in a long time. Like, she ruled the roost.
Yeah.
And she was terrific. She still is terrific.
Yeah, she's 54 years old now, and she's having a great time with her family, and apparently she and George Clooney are good friends, and so that always makes it easy. Clooney seems to make friends with everybody he works with. And
he seems like a decent human being.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody likes to work with him and likes him. LeBron James and Drake are suing for the rights to the Black Ice hockey film.
I don't know anything about it.
It's a $10 million lawsuit. They say that the people that produced the movie stole intellectual property rights to the film. In other words, they had the idea first, but they didn't get
anybody. I don't know how you prove that stuff, but okay.
Hard to do. I would think it would be hard to do, yeah. Exactly.
Good talking to you,
Chucker.
Doug.
Another great job, chalked up to experience here. Chuck Curry with Jay and Doug at 59 past the hour.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.